After the incident, 7 correctional officers and 1 inmate were injured, though a Florida Department of Corrections spokeswoman says they were non-life-threatening. They have all received medical treatment. It appears more than 1 inmate was involved in the incident, since several were placed in confinement pending disciplinary review. Spokeswoman Michelle Glady says the incident was resolved in 30 minutes and an investigation is underway. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.